lots of materials. And you see the metals on the left, there's a different kinds of methods for doing this Hall effect measurement. I described a simple method, but then here is this, in this column is the Hall constant, and this is the calculated 1 over NE. They're in CGS units, so there's a C here, but ignore that. So if you do the measurement for lithium, in the Hall effect experiment, you get minus 1.98, and what you expect out of just using the electron density is minus 1.48. All right, sounds good. And then for sodium, the numbers match pretty well, and for potassium, then the numbers also match pretty well. So this seems to be working out until we get to aluminum. And when you measure the Hall effect in aluminum, you get a positive Hall coefficient, which in the simple interpretation is a negative electron density. And the solution for that is to say that the charge carriers in aluminum are holes. They're positively charged, missing electrons. And this terminology of holes at first seems a little bit difficult to understand. And the real explanation for it is that the charges are not moving like free electrons through the crystal. And this has to do with the crystal structure. So if you do a more detailed calculation of what happens in a Hall effect experiment, including all the details of the band structure, then it should work out this way, and it's electrons moving, of course, because there aren't any of these fictional holes. But it's convenient in some metals to describe the motion of the charge carriers as positive charge carriers. And I will come back to this later in the section on semiconductors, because in semiconductors you often use this idea that there are positively charged holes in the material. Okay, so the Hall effect, the simple interpretation of the Hall effect works if you've got something that's a pretty good free electron gas, like lithium or sodium or potassium. We saw before, I showed you the band structure and the density of states for those materials, and they looked pretty much like free electron law. And then it works out good, but for some elements, for some metals, and for semiconductors, you get an unusual result where the Hall coefficient is positive, and there's something else going on, which we will explain later. The real explanation for the Hall effect in metals won't come until the advanced course, when we calculate the transport in reciprocal space.